A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Philip seems to have been looking for something spectacular. He lived with Jesus, worked with Jesus every day, and yet he still hadn't caught on to the fact that to see Jesus was to see the Father. Of course, in a sense, it boils down to what you mean by see, because we don't have Philip's advantage of seeing Jesus in the flesh, but we do see him in the consecrated bread and wine. We do see him in the liturgy. We see him too in every manifestation of faith being lived out. Small kindnesses, acts of heroism. It doesn't matter how small or large. These are ways in which we see Jesus at work. But if the apostles could get it wrong, it's not really hard to understand why many of us, maybe all of us, have our moments of doubt or perplexity, and especially maybe of impatience when we do ask something in Jesus' name and, well, lo and behold, we don't get it. Why not? Well, obviously, we're not asking the right question, or we're not asking the question in the right way. We have to ask what Jesus means by asking my name. It's not enough, obviously, just to say, "I want X," and add "in Jesus' name." "I want a cheese sandwich in Jesus' name." The cheese sandwich will not materialize, and it won't be given to you if you go into, I don't know, a bookshop and ask for a cheese sandwich. You won't get one, and you won't get it if you don't have the money. I think prayer is a wee bit like that. It's no good asking for something if you're not prepared to hold up your end of the bargain. Ask for the right thing in the right place and do your own bit. By all means, ask what God can do for you, but ask too, and here I'm almost quoting President Kennedy, ask what you can do for God. I think this is what St. Paul meant by putting on Christ, becoming a part, an active part of the mission of Jesus, making your contribution. And it's not just a question of keeping the commandments. The Ten Commandments, as no doubt you've noticed, are about what not to do almost entirely. And here Jesus is radically different from the Old Testament teachers, because his fundamental commandments are, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. It's like that Johnny Mercer song. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. That's what it's all about. Jesus accentuates the positive. And if we follow his example, not only will we see the Father, but everybody around us will get a glimpse of the Father in us. And that's some project. So, go on, let's get started.